This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
888-957-9570. We'll get back to the Steve Kerr. We have a YouTube poll up right now. We are streaming on YouTube, Joe Shasky. Who is the best coach in Bay Area sports history? Bruce Bochy? Bill Walsh? John Madden?
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Or Steve Kerr.
You put Madden as the fourth?
I'm not mad at that.
Do you think that that would be...
Madden.
He deserves his recognition. But similar to Steve Kerr, he's kind of got a Forrest Gump quality to him because he's kind of a part of a lot of different things.
He is.
Right? Steve obviously has coached longer in his sport.
He has the highest winning percentage if he's trying to do it. Yeah. John Madden with like at least 100 victories, he has like the highest winning percentage of all head coaches.
Okay.
So he's a winner, and he got to... unfortunately, he was synonymous with losing in the conference championship lot, and obviously the immaculate deception, not receptions, the deception here in the Bay Area. That is what he's linked to as well. And they kept coming up short against, you know, the Dolphins of the world or the Steelers. And they finally broke through. I liken him to Sean McVay now. He was just so dynamic and such a young coach.
Yeah.
And we thought that Sean, and I still think he's going to be great in the broadcasting booth.
I think he'd be great whatever he does.
He was doing some of the pregame show on Fox, by the way, for the Super Bowl. But your point's well taken where we think of the video game, we think of the broadcaster, and then the coaches in the back end, but he was still a damn good Hall of Fame head coach. It bakes into all that.
There's no doubt. Shanahan's not even considered
in this
list. You got to win one.
Flores won one. He won two, but he won one in L.A., so it's different.
Nelson, yeah. Maybe before Bochy going through his things, would have been on the list somewhere.
You know what's funny? He's not one of the greatest because there's so many good guys, but the way we remember him and talk about him, you'd think he was.
The mad scientist?
It's Jim Harbaugh.
Oh,
no.
Harbaugh.
People love
Harbaugh. I love Harbaugh.
You're not, you love him. You're the biggest Niner fan I know. There is a Q rating there with Harbaugh that's never going to go away.
Well, he's a guy's guy. You know what I mean? Like, he is, though. Okay. He's an intoxicating personality to love.
Okay. 888-957-9570.
But
Steve Kerr the greatest head coach in the history of Bay Area sports coaches?
I don't know. That's not the question. Here's the question. Well, the question, I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
All right.
Because no one's going to pick him. People are going
to pick him.
I want people to pick him.
I
want to know.
If he wins his fifth, how could you not?
If you're going to be the person out there.
And he's won four.
That's been hating on him. You've crushed him. How many calls have we taken, you and I, and this station for the last 5 years, crushing Steve Kerr?
Just the last 2 years.
How many do you think?
Thousands.
Okay. Here's some of the things people would call in. I just wrote them down with Sam and you this morning. Rotations. Minute allocation. The obsession with three-guard lineups. His overall ball movement, read and react, offensive philosophy. How about this one, Joey? Developing young players. This is a guy that chose Anthony Lamb and Ty Jerome over Moody and J.K.
Hey, he was right about Ty Jerome. I'll give him that. He's been great for Cleveland this year.
He has.
I'm
going
to give him that. And maybe that was Kenny Atkinson whispering him in his ear the whole time.
But does he get credit for Moody now?
He should.
Going through the Crucible?
He should. They re-signed him, right? Moody got paid.
What about Jordan Poole?
Yeah, I'm giving him credit there, too.
Okay, how about Quinton Post?
Yes.
Oh, listen, but he doesn't play any rookies.
Listen,
he
was kind of forced into some of these, but you have to give credit to the coach for sticking with these guys because it's very easy to push them to the back burner when you, like the Jonathan Kamingas of the world come to fruition. They come back, and obviously Brandon Pajemski comes back, and some of the other minutes from other plays. Like, what he's been able to do in this stretch has been incredible. Now, where he really needs to make his money, and we're going to see, is when they make the playoffs, if they make the playoffs, and in these series, because that's really where the head coach matters. It's in these given series, the push and pull of a Lakers team, of a Nuggets team, of a Oklahoma City Thunder. What matchups are working and what matchups aren't working, and being able to read and react accordingly. That's really where it's going to come down to. But I can only give credit off of what I've seen the last month and a half, Joe Shasky, and he's pushing all the right buttons. Like, how could you not say that?
I don't see how you could. He's 99 and 41 in the playoffs.
That's pretty incredible.
He's got a 71% win.
I was gonna say, is that the greatest of all time? It's one of them. Let me look this. I'll look it up right now. But
Joe,
best
99 and 41 in 140 games. It's incredible.
Head coach. There we go. NBA history. NBA
history. Guy is unreal.
Steve Kerr, 70.7 in the playoffs. He has the highest winning percent. It's 0.3% better than Phil Jackson.
So what's crazy to me is...
considering he has Phil's how many?
Incredible.
10 plus. That's an insane stat.
But like, I ask these questions like, okay. So
the best playoff winning percentage, and we don't think he's a good head coach. Like, what do we do?
Anyone could have won any of them. No, I don't think the first one anyone could have won that.
No, I don't. Again, you go to the luck thing. It's like, oh, well, the Cavs had their own injuries. But you know what? I'm not going to say that's a demerit against Steve Kerr.
No.
Like, what are we doing?
No, not at all. And then 2022, like, let me ask you guys, like, straight up, 2022, how many coaches are winning that title?
Not many. There are some that could, but it's
we're talking a small list of people. Do we really think, okay, for those out there, do we really think Mark Jackson was going to win that title?
There's people that, again.
I don't.
I think it's crazy. You think it's crazy, but people still think that Mark Jackson, I know Stephen A. was talking about it for a long time, that he thought that Mark Jackson could have replicated what Steve Kerr did in his first year. I was like, I don't believe that.
So here's the question.
The offense looked totally different.
Here's the question. Make the case for Steve Kerr as one of the greatest coaches in the history of not just the NBA, but also the Bay Area.
Specifically the Bay Area, because, again,
he deserves to have someone make the case for him.
I think we've all agreed. He's Mount Rushmore already, but he's won four. No one else has done that. And if we judge the Bay Area, which is a breeding ground of championships and all levels, He's got the most. So what are we doing here? And we know we love our ring talk because that's what the millennial culture is all about, Joe Shasky. Show me the rings. Well, Steve Kerr's got that as a player and a coach. He's done both of them on all, every single level.
But similar to George Seifert, we devalue his impact on those championships so unfairly. Like, oh, well, you know, this is Bob Myers building this. Oh, anyone could have won it. Well, Steph was going to be Steph no matter what. No, I don't agree. I don't think, do I think Joe Montana would have been a great player in a variety of places? Yeah, actually, I do. Would he have been that version of Joe without Bill Walsh? No, I
think. If he was with Bill Parcells, he's the same player. I don't know.
No, but he would have won.
He would have won.
He would have been good. I don't think he would have been the greatest, right? Would Tom Brady have been Tom Brady in a variety of places? He would have won. He would have been good. I do. I believe talent overrides. But would he have been what he is now with Bill Belichick? No.
Right.
Not a chance. Would Pat Mahomes have been successful in a variety of places? Probably, because he's really good.
But I don't know if he wins at all, right?
Would he be this version without Andy Reid?
Right. Like, it's funny you say that because, you know, the famous John Lynch was like, oh, man, we might have to throw out our whole draft board because of this guy, Kyle. I don't know if he becomes Patrick Mahomes with Kyle Shanahan,
that's what I'm saying.
Which is insane to say, but just given Kyle's track record with the quarterbacks, I don't know if he would have drove him nuts or not.
Would Derek Jeter have been Derek Jeter in Kansas City?
Joe Torre.
Probably. But with Torre in New York?
In New York. It was
right?
Different.
Like it makes him someone else. It makes him completely different.
By the way, I don't know if you've been seeing these pop up on any of your feeds, but Jose Canseco's been doing some podcasts.
No.
I know. But he was calling out Derek Jeter as being the most overrated player ever. And I just went back to Curb Your Enthusiasm episode with Larry David. It was all time. We got some calls here, Joe Shasky.
Would Don Nelson have squeezed the lemon on Andrew Wiggins for that 2 months?
I think Andrew Wiggins would have driven him nuts. Same with Phil, by the way.
It would have doghouse the hell out of him.
I think Phil Jackson would have done that. You saw Phil Jackson. He was constantly on Pau Gasol, calling him soft. He's like, you need to toughen up. Like, he was constantly on him. And I think Andrew Wiggins would have driven him nuts.
I want to make the case for this great coach.
And why we're talking about this, Joe Shasky, because over the weekend, Steve Kerr notched his 558th career regular season game, passing Alvin Adels as the winningest head coach in franchise history. We're talking about the legacy of Steve Kerr right now. And why we need to be talking about him is not just one of the greatest, maybe the greatest in the history of Bay Area sports and one of the greatest in head coaching when it comes to NBA. Dave. Maybe he doesn't want to go be called by David.
What's up,
Dave? Michael Malone. Dave is on the 101. What's up, Dave?
Hey guys, I'm on the 101. I'm actually a Nuggets fan that lives in the Bay.
Nice.
So I watch all the Nuggets games. I do watch the Warriors games because I live here. I think the perception of the Nuggets is a little off, and the same with the Warriors. I think that the Warriors have outperformed what their roster really is, and I think if they were to lose four straight games, we'd see that. We'd see them buckle a little bit. Now, the Nuggets, I think they're contenders, but their defense is awful, and I think they're playing worse than what their roster is, too. Mm. So it would be nice to see them in a series come back to the mean. I just think the Warriors are like, they're in a happy place. They have Jimmy, but what happens with a couple losses? Like, will some of those old wounds, because they did play half the season 500 basketball. So
yeah, but they were totally different. Like you were playing Schroeder so many minutes, especially when he got acquired. You were playing Wiggins, obviously 30 to 35 minutes a night. Like they really changed their roster. Quinn Post wasn't even on this team. You know, Moses Moody was on the bench like a statue.
Yeah. No.
So like I hear you, and I believe me, I'm not saying that those months of games don't matter at all. But we have to also acknowledge this is a completely different team.
It's way different. I view a couple of these teams way differently. And unfortunately, you know,
like, are the Lakers the same team?
They're completely different.
Pre Luka?
They're not. We're watching
the
highlights.
The same?
No, they're all different. The Spurs are different. Obviously, they had some injuries, which sucked because I thought they could have made a run.
No, their season's done.
No, it's over. De'Aaron Fox is out for the season.
The
obviously.
Kings are completely different.
Completely different.
I don't even know what to make of them.
They turned into the Sacramento Bulls.
That's crazy.
It's kind of the DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, and I don't. Zach LaVine, just that guy. What does he do? Like, I don't know. Why are we talking about Zach LaVine? He's got the coach is in Vallejo.
What's up, coach?
I respect the coach.
What's up, coach?
And the coach wants to talk about another coach, Steve Kerr. What you got, coach?
Hey, good morning, guys. You guys don't leave much room for disagreement this morning. And Joe, you know, I respect you. You're very logical. And Chasky, you know, you're my brother from another mother.
Hell yeah.
You know, so Coach, I love you both.
Your boy Moody has been playing.
Yeah, Moody.
He's been playing lights out. Right. God, Coach, you were on it.
You know, the great Jimmy Johnson, who I think we all agree is a great coach, he once said he's a great coach because he had the best players. Okay, and there's something to be said about that. I mean, Barry Switzer won a Super Bowl, okay? But he had the better team. You can go all through sports and find bad coaches winning championships, okay? I kind of disagree with you guys. I think Mark Jackson would have won a couple of titles. I mean, he's a very smart coach, and even Steve Kerr himself gives Mark Jackson credit. He said Mark Jackson put these two guys together. Mark Jackson's the one that unleashed Steph and Clay. So, you know, I'm not taking anything away from Kerr. I appreciate that.
Hey, Coach, but, real quick, I don't want to cut you off because you're on fire, and I just want to pivot this to you. Don't you feel, and it's aside from the X's and O's when it comes to Mark Jackson, there was something off in the locker room when it came to whether they were players, Andrew Bogut.
Bogut
was a big part of that first championship.
Curry was pissed he got cut.
No, I understand.
Curry was not happy.
You weren't, but you can't make moves based on even your star players when it comes to some of that stuff. Obviously, there was some infighting between some of the coaches. Yeah. Like, it wasn't the most friendly circumstances when it came to that locker room, Coach. Can you give me that when it came to Mark Jackson?
Absolutely. I think Mark Jackson was slightly nuts, okay? Mark Jackson, you know, he was a religious fanatic,
yeah.
You know, and he tried to indoctrinate his guys on that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. He didn't get along with the front office. Oh, there was a lot of things wrong why Mark Jackson doesn't have a job now, just like why Rick Barry is not a coach now, okay? And everybody know Rick Barry is a great basketball mind, but he can't get along with people, okay? So that's part of it, too. Steve Kerr is the ultimate, he gets along with everyone. He's an ambassador, like his father, okay? He gets along with everyone. So, no, I'm not taking anything away from Steve Kerr. But you know what? I think Don Nelson, because he made his team relevant when he is starting Victor Alexander at center and stuff, but he kept them competitive. And he is smart enough to place Latrell Sprewell 60 minutes a night because he's the best athlete on the team. And he kept the Warriors in the limelight, even though he doesn't have the championships. But Don Nelson can make chicken salad out of chicken, you know what. But that's what I got to say, guys. Yeah. And great show this morning, and I appreciate it.
Good call.
Appreciate
great call. So great call. A couple things. Let's start with Mark Jackson for a second.
Yeah.
He's right. Like, Mark Jackson does deserve a ton of credit for the empowerment. There's no doubt about it. I'm just going to go, like, adjustments in series. They had the Spurs. They had them. And they couldn't adjust to an elite older team adjusting within the series to what you're doing well and cutting the fountain off, right, if you will. Now, look, that was the first real run of a very young nucleus. They probably outperformed what they should have. They knocked off the Nugs.
I still don't know how they tricked off that game against the Spurs. I remember watching it live.
Bazemore.
I was like, oh, my God.
They were up 20. Ginobili hitting the shot over Bazemore. Richard Jefferson not dunking it. There's so many things. The next year, I thought the series against the Clippers with Doc Rivers coaching the Clippers at that time, and there was Blake and DeAndre Jordan, and the final three games were painful to watch offensively. It was ISO basketball, and the Warriors, it was a tie game with like 2 minutes to go in game seven. They had no offense. They needed a jolt. It was predictable. Yes, he got them to play defense. He deserves a ton of credit. They did. They never played defense before Mark Jackson.
Right.
He got them to play. That's the one thing that I think we've totally forgot. He got them to play defense.
And that's slept on when we think about the Warriors as champions. They were a two-way team.
Absolutely.
Like of course, the three-point shooting, obviously one of the greatest of all time, but they played defense. Like Andre Iguodala was no slouch, man.
No, but
Andrew Bogut was no slouch. Klay Thompson, two-way player.
But their offense was nothing like what it was once Steve Kerr got
zero creativity. It felt like your turn, my turn. I was like, okay, this isn't going
to
work.
And I mean, literally you're throwing the ball in the mid-block to Steph Curry and say, make a play.
Right.
Now, Don Nelson, look, I love Don Nelson. He's a mad scientist.
Didn't you think Mark was a point guard. Like, you think his offense would have been more creative? Like, it's just, I know, the style of
ball
play.
Ball pounding at the top of the key.
That was him.
And you would think, though, with Reggie Miller, the off-ball stuff, like, but, you know, whatever.
Anyway,
Getting to Don Nelson, I just, look,
I don't see how him and Bogut would have got along for multiple years, let alone Draymond.
Right.
Right? Like, and he loved a skilled big, but he also loved to like prove and outthink the room. And he might not have been in love with Andrew Bogut. Andrew Bogut was a very strong personality.
Yes.
Very strong personality. Did he have the cachet to put Iggy on the bench and not lose him completely?
Right.
Because Nelly would, you know, kind of tell you all your flaws. Look, Nelly was great. I'm not saying he was wrong. But there's a lot. Like, Nelly was not perfect. He wasn't. And also, Nelly would run guys into the ground physically.
I do think there is a level of communicating with certain generations when coaches have it and they could go through all the different generations.
Yes.
And some just can't. Again, we're seeing it in college basketball more so than ever these days. NIL is a big part of that as March Madness is beginning. And obviously that was standing. But I think of what Bill Belichick meant for so long with the Patriots and the Patriot way, quote unquote. And it worked for a very long time. Because he had the quarterback. I think that was a huge part of it. Obviously, I'm not sleeping on that. But even they had success in Mac Jones' rookie season. I'm not going to poo-poo that. Even when Cam there, they were decent. They weren't horrible. And then everything, obviously, it fell off the wagon. But I'm saying all that to say Steve Kerr's ability to connect with all of his players is just the most underrated aspect of all this, because you're mentioning the Don Nelsons, you're mentioning the Mark Jackson. I brought that up with Coach
Vallejo. Relationships are kind of their biggest downfall.
Very important. Like, that's the nitty gritty. That's why Phil Jackson worked so well.
The Last Dance was amazing because you saw how he connected to every player on the team.
It's not going
to
happen today. He'll let Dennis Rodman have a weekend bender in Vegas.
And just then show up
just get
and
out
outrun
here.
Everyone.
Right, and he did that because he knew that. And Michael talked about it. He's like, you know what? Phil knew his players. And we trusted in Phil.
Nick Young.
Right.
JaVale McGee. Iguodala is a strong personality.
Yes.
Right? I mean, I know we think of him as a great team player, but let's also, he's got a pretty big ego too.
Yes.
Draymond Green.
Well, he was the man in Philadelphia for a long time. He was a number one, so he gets it.
Andrew Bogut was ready to kill Mark Jackson.
Right.
Andrew loves Steve Kerr. Harrison Barnes, early on, was a very fragile, you know, player psychologically, and he squeezed the lemon on him. Look, I'm not here to say Kerr's the greatest of all time. I'm
saying but he's one of
we
them.
Should at least
no, he's put one him of them though
in the sentence for greatest coach of all time in Bay Area history.
And again, we mentioned this name, and I think it's a fair comparison: Doug Collins and Mark Jackson, and what they were able to do with the Bulls and Warriors.
They're very akin to each other.
Very akin to each other. And by the way, both went into broadcasting after that. We're pretty good.
And
actually,
I love Doug.
I love Doug Collins' broadcaster. I think he's really underrated.
I think Doug also...
I actually like to talk to Doug Collins. Can we reach out to him in one of these days? I actually kind of would like to pick his mind on some of these things.
Similar to Doug Collins, I actually feel tremendous empathy for Mark Jackson, because it must be so difficult to have a front row seat watching
every
someone change the entire sport.
How many finals was that from 14 all the way, five straight years, basically,
it's
from 2014, 15 all the way to 2019. Five years. God.
It's just like watching your ex marry like Jeff Bezos and like fly all over the world.
Oh, lizard person. That'd be horrible.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.